You can participate live on The Breakaway by calling 657-383-0212. Operators are standing by to take your calls at 657-383-0212.
Breakaway continues here from downtown Big Rapids and all across West Michigan 97.3. I'm your host, Dominic Kennedy. We're on our 15th show of the year, or of the season. It's been fun, the Breakaway Talk Radio Show, talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour here on 97.3 and all across the world online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. We'll take a look at the incoming recruiting class for the Ferris State hockey team. Associate head coach Drew Famulak will join the program in just a little bit here as well, but before we get to him, I want to run down some of the players as we look. Ferris State's losing five seniors this year. Two defensemen and Jason Binkley and Travis White. They got two forwards that are departing as well in Justin Buzio and Dominic Panetta. And then the goaltender, C.J. Mott. Man, that's going to be devastating for Ferris State when C.J. Mott leaves. But, you know, you have a comfortable goaltender backing him up in Charles Williams, so that's always relieving. And on top of that, we got a new goalie that we'll announce here. We'll save him for last, because goaltenders are always the best subject to talk about, and they're most interesting when you're looking at your upcoming recruiting class and how the future of your program is going to be. So with five players leaving, two D, two forward, and one goalie, we got four players coming in currently signed with the hockey team. And maybe Drew Famulak will shine some light on other players that we might be bringing in as a walk-on or that have not committed yet or other positions that we might be bringing in. But right now, three of the four that are coming in have played in the CCHL, the Central Canadian Hockey League. Currently, though, one is in the USHL, the USHL is a slang for it, the one in the BCHL, the British Columbia Hockey League, and then again, two in the Central Canadian Hockey Leagues. And we'll start off with Corey Mackin. He's the most impressive, and I remember when talking to Drew Famulak, he was saying that he's just as happy about this recruiting class as 2012. The class that came in, in 2000, would have been 13 then, after the year of the Frozen Four, because that's when Ferris obviously had a lot of eyes on Ferris State, so they could have picked their recruits basically that year. That was a good year. That's the year, that's the sophomore class now, and Kyle Shempin, Chad McDonald, Gerald Mayhew. So that is obviously a pretty big recruiting class, or a good one for this club. Drew Famulak says this one right here is just as good, if not better. And it starts out with Corey Mackin. He's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, forward. In his second season with the I was going to ask how to pronounce this before the show, and I completely forgot. This I'll have to ask Drew Famulak, but it's the Express in the British Columbia Hockey League. In 47 games played, 41 goals, 43 assists, 84 points in 47 games played. Next closest player in that league, 65 points. Liam Blackburn, who's committed to New Hampshire. So he has basically 20 more points as he leads the BCHL in points. He's coming here to Ferris State March 29th, 1995 birth year. So he's currently 19. He'll come into Ferris at the age of 20 as a freshman. He had 50 points last year. This year he's already at 84 points in 47 games played. Looking to talk to Famulak about that one. Craig Peffley is another forward coming in for Ferris State next year. He's a left winger out of St. Clair, Michigan, home of C.J. Mott. In his second season with the Carleton Place Canadiens in the CCHL, he's only born 2 days later than Corey Mackin, March 31st, compared to the 29th in 1995. So he's also 19, coming in at 20. In 48 games played, he's at 33 points, 8 goals, and 25 assists. And then the last forward for Ferris State, Zach Tierney, that's committed to the Bulldogs, a left wing from the London, Ontario area. He's also played two seasons in the Central Canadian Hockey League for the Ottawa Junior Senators and the Cornwall Colts in 41 games this year, 4 goals, 28 assists, 32 points with Cornwall this year. He's 96 birth year, so he's a little bit younger, on September 15th. He'll be 18 when he gets to campus, but probably 19 by the time he plays his first game. So he'll be the youngest of the recruiting class. But here's the goaltender. Here's what's next after the likes of Pat Nagel, Taylor Nelson, C.J. Mott, Charles Williams. Here's the next blood for Ferris State. Kid's name is Darren Smith. I like it. Real easy for a broadcaster like myself. The goalie from Barrie, Ontario. He played in the OJ, HLD, Ontario Junior Hockey League. He played in the CC, which is, the Central Canadian Hockey League, and currently now in the USHL, the USHL. He's seventh in the USHL in save percentage with a .911 save percentage. He's played 23 games this year. His stats, 3.17 goals against and a .911 save percentage. He's got 3 assists on the year. Can you believe that? The goaltender already has 3 assists on the year in the best Tier 1 Junior A Hockey League in the U.S. So, and that's the USHL, the United States Hockey League. And he's an April 11th, 1995 birth year. So Darren Smith, look him up, playing for the Madison Capitals in the USHL. And they're a new team. So you look at that goals against average, 3.17. You know, you're like, you're a little bit on the fence about it. They're a new team. So, you know, it's not going to be that easy to get people or to make the saves as well, and you know, to keep your goals against average down. And with that being the case, I'd like to welcome Drew Famulak, the associate head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, on the air here now. Coach Fam, are you with us?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell us, is this class going to rival the incoming class of the sophomores now of Mayhew, Shep, McDonald, and so forth?
Well, I will say, if you look at the class as a whole, Dom, and you know, the four that we're going to talk about, they're all integral, you know, parts of their team. And, you know, we got a few more that we'll announce in April. So, obviously, we're very excited about it, but there are a lot of dynamics within the four that we have currently signed.
Our guest is Drew Famulak, the associate head coach. He's always involved with the recruiting here. He is the reason why players come here. He is the one who also found Chris Kunitz when Kunitz was here and won the CCHA in 2003. Coach, I was looking. You're losing 5 seniors, but you're almost losing 7 players when you start talking about players that were departed or sent away from the team this year. We're looking at 7 players leaving, but only 4 committed right now. How many do you plan to bring into the program for this upcoming year?
Well, I think there's 2 parts to that, Dom. One, don't forget, Simone Denis will be back next year. So that's one that we'll, you know, re-add, as we call it, a super senior. And, you know, Charles Williams will be back next year as well, and, you know, from his injury. So, you know, we're gonna add 2 more for sure. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll probably have 7, maybe even 8 when it's all said and done.
How do you rank the BCHL, Coach, compared to the USHL? I'm looking at Corey Mack, and he leads the BC with 84 points. The next closest guy not on his team is 65 points, almost 20 points differential. Is the BC up there with the USHL?
BC is a very, very highly scouted league. You know, the USHL, because it's one of the only leagues in the U.S. when it comes to recruiting, that along with the North American League, is very, very good. You know, we've got kids that are playing up in Ottawa right now. I know we'll talk about Zach Tierney a little bit, but, you know, there's different leagues, across Canada and the U.S., and what I found, Dom, is there's good players everywhere. So sometimes we don't necessarily judge the league as much as we're judging the player within that league.
That's completely makes sense. Let's go down the line, if you don't mind. We'll go 1 through 4. I'm totally can only talk about these 4 from Sarah Higley in our compliance department per NCAA rules and regulations. Let's start out with Corey Mackin, the forward from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Give us a rundown on him.
Well, it's funny. I went out to watch Drew Durante's last year, and we were recruiting him, and I stopped in to watch a game in Coquitlam, and Corey was playing, and he was highly, highly dynamic, and I was drawn to him right away. And, you know, even though he plays in British Columbia, he's from Philadelphia, so he's a U.S.-born player, played in Philly, played at Northwood Prep School, a very, very good prep school out in New York, and then matriculated out to Coquitlam in the British Columbia Hockey League. But what you're going to see with him, Dom, his numbers speak for themselves. Highly dynamic. He can skate. He will be an impact player when he arrives on campus next year. And, you know, we were going through some line charts, and we predict he'll be in our top 9 right out of the gate next year.
All right, let's move on. Craig Pefley, the forward, the left winger from St. Clair, Michigan, in his second season with the Carleton plays Canadians.
Yeah, you know, he comes out of the UD Jesuit program out of Detroit, which is coached by Rick Bennett. And Rick's son, Jeff, played for us back in the mid-90s. So, you know, we had a good insight on Craig. And, you know, he's another one, highly, highly competitive, skates very well. A bit more of a playmaker, maybe, than Mackin is. If you look at Craig's stats, you know, he's got almost double the amount of assists that he has goals. But he currently runs their power play on the one side, and he's more of a disher. But like I said, he'll probably either play the middle or play left wing next year for us, as he is a left-handed shot.
Zach Tierney, forward left winger out of London, Ontario, played in two seasons in the CCHL with Ottawa and Cornwall. He's going to be our youngest incoming recruit, at least of the four currently signed. He'll be 18 when he gets to the campus. What's the rundown on Zach Tierney?
Well, Zach is very talented. Left-shot defenseman. I was up in Ottawa last year at this time, and I started recruiting him, and we locked him up late last spring. But he was just named to the CCHL. There was an all-star game in Toronto. He played in that. And then he played for Team East for the World Junior Challenge, which was out in Kindersley, Saskatchewan, right around Christmas time. And he quarterbacked the power play on that prospect team, and he played all situations. And he's very dynamic in what he does. And I think the one thing I like about him is he doesn't sacrifice his defense to create offense at the other end of the rink.
All right, our last guy here that's recruited so far, or committed, I should say. We talked about Corey Mackin, Craig Pefley, Zach Tierney. Our last guy, the goaltender from Barrie, Ontario, Darren Smith. He's played in the Ontario Junior Hockey League, the Central Canadian Hockey League, and now with the Madison Capitals in the USHL. How is he? Is he going to be up there with the best of them, like Nagel, Nelson, and Mott, and Williams?
Well, and you know, let's go back to Mitch O'Keefe and Vince Olin. You know, I mean, we've had a string of goaltenders that have been second to none, not only in our league, you know, the WCHA and previous the CCHA, but all of college hockey. And I've watched Darren now for a couple of years, and here's what he's done. He's taken average teams and made them really good as a midget. He was on their all-rookie team in Ottawa as a first-year player. Out in Pembroke, and now that he's down in Madison, he's actually on an expansion team, and I think they're fourth right now. And you know, main reason is because of the stability that he gives them. So you know, you look at his numbers; he's a little over 91%. His goals against, you know, is maybe a little bit higher than normal, but all he does is wins games, and he's got a track record, like I said, of making good teams really good based upon, you know, how he plays the position.
Yeah, I was just talking about his goals against average being a little bit higher than you'd like to see. Do you agree that when you are a net miner for an expansion club, that you know, that's going to come with the job?
Well, I think it was early. You know, they have basically 20 new players in front of him. And so early in the year, you know, they were giving up a lot of shots, but if you go back now, probably his last, probably 10 or 12 starts, and, you know, they haven't been giving up as many shots. Those kids are well coached by Luke Strand. He's been in the American Hockey League, as an assistant. He's very, very good at the details, and you're gonna see that team just get better and better, and play better defense in front of Darren as well as the year goes on.
We're talking with Drew Famulak, the associate head coach of the Ferris State hockey team. It's the Breakaway Talk radio show up until the 8 o'clock hour here. Coach Darren Smith, the new goalie coming into Ferris State this upcoming fall, if you were to compare him to a net miner in the recent years in Ferris State for our fans listening right now, who does he remind you of?
You know, he reminds me more of C.J. Mott, the way he is. You know, he's compact. There's not a lot of movement in his game. You know, he comes, he cuts the angles. You're not going to see, you know, maybe an acrobatic save out of him because he never seems to really be out of position. The one thing, obviously, at this level, things are going to be a little bit quicker around his net. And, you know, he'll have to improve on his puck handling. But overall, you know, he does handle the puck okay. But, you know, as you get to our level, it's going to have to improve. But he just does a lot of things quietly, which I liked when I recruited him.
Give our fans an insight, if you will, the difference between the level of Junior A hockey in the USHL or even the BC or wherever the CC, and Division I college hockey, the WCHA, whatever it may be. I mean, how would you describe the difference to our fans listening?
Well, it's like I talk to kids when we recruit them. Everything's, kids are a little older, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. You know, things are happening at a rapid pace. And when you play in practice, obviously with us, you're practicing against Division I hockey players and playing as Division I hockey players every day. Whereas in some of the junior leagues, you know, you're only practicing maybe against a handful of Division I guys. You know, so things, like I said here, they're bigger, stronger, faster. And, you know, kids are, you know, they're in better shape, and they're just playing the game at a higher rate of speed. And that's the one adjustment that, you know, kids have to do, whether you're a goaltender, whether you're a defenseman, or whether you're a forward. Like I said, your time and space here is not quite that it would have been from your junior hockey.
We appreciate your insight on the incoming recruiting class that you brought here to the club, and I know our fans are really grateful for what you give to this hockey club. I want to transition gears here a little bit versus the Minnesota State Mavericks a weekend ago, and not even then. You could even look back to the Van Andel game. You got to see it, first-hand experience. What has Ferris got to do to try to get a victory this upcoming weekend in Mankato against this club?
You know, I thought we played pretty well.
Yeah.
Those two games. You know, especially second game, we're up 1-0 with 13 minutes left. And, you know, we need a little puck luck right now. You know, our power play, we've been working on that, making some tweaks on that. But we just got to get more pucks to the net. Defensively, I thought we played very well lately. But, you know, it's like everybody's trying to find different ways to score, and we're no different. But our guys' approach has been excellent. They're focused, you know, we've been off for a week now, so they're excited to play this weekend.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the All-Star game and the skills competition?
I watched most of the All-Star game on Sunday.
What was your thoughts about the 29 goals, 17-12 victory for Taze over Foligno? Obviously, there's going to be no defense that's played there, but what was your thought about the game? Do you think it's good for the fans, or is it making a mockery of the sport?
You know, I thought it was really good for the fans. You know, they take it to different markets. Obviously, it was in Columbus this year.
Yeah.
I believe it's in Nashville next year. And to have a collection of stars like that, and then to do the skills competition along with it, I thought it's great to showcase those players in different markets where maybe they don't get to see everybody on any given year. But when you're looking at the talent that's out there and some of the things that they can do, skill-wise, it's very, very impressive.
What did you think about Philadelphia's Jacob Voracek grabbing the Calgary Flames' Johnny Gaudreau like that and mimicking Columbus's Johansson, you know, when he grabbed the trainer? What did you think about that to the skills comp?
You know, Dom, I didn't see that, so I can't comment on it. But you know, you got a kid like Johnny Hockey. You know, we played against him in the championship game in Tampa Bay. When he was at Boston College, and to see him less than, you know, what, 3 years later, playing in an All-Star game just shows you where college hockey is, and the amount of players that we're putting in the National Hockey League right now. When you look at the talent pool, in the National Hockey League, almost 33 or 34% of those players are coming from college hockey. And I just see that number rising, Dom, and it's great that those guys can play in the All-Star game, and people worldwide can see that, hey, they played, you know, Division I college hockey, and that was their path to the NHL.
That's outstanding. You got to look it up when you get a chance, Drew. It was Ryan Johansson from Columbus. He went and grabbed a little boy, the trainer's son for Columbus, and took him out there and walked him out to the hash marks, and he let the trainer's son shoot, and, you know, the goaltender obviously let it go in. And then when Philadelphia's Jacob Voracek was up to make his breakaway, he went and grabbed Johnny Gaudreau, because he's so small, like a little kid, and brought him out to the hash marks to have him shoot it in. So it was kind of funny. You got a laugh from everybody.
Yeah, no, I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, bring the fans into it, too. It's a personal touch. You know, fans are excited about that, and it's really, really showed with the growth of hockey, not only in the U.S., but worldwide.
Hey, last thing for you here. This has popped into my head. Congratulations, by the way, Pat Nagel getting a start with the Grand Rapids Griffins last week, and then, you know, Bonus and Zarnowson have been playing with the Griffs as well this year. So congratulations on that, finding three more studs that have advanced out of the American Hockey League.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Blashill Monday. He had his son Teddy at practice, and we were talking, and said Pat played very well. I think they won the game 5-1, and you know, who knows what the future holds, but hopefully he gets another start or two and can solidify himself back in the American Hockey League, because as the fans from Big Rapids and the surrounding area saw, you know, Pat was very, very good for us and took us to, you know, Joe Louis that 1 year, and he elevated our program from the net out, and, you know, he's very deserving of another chance in the American Hockey League.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks for this. This has been a blast. Really appreciate you joining us here tonight.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the associate head coach, Drew Famulock. Talk about the incoming recruiting class for this upcoming year. Got to look at the goaltender as well, Darren Smith, playing with the Madison Capitals in the USHL. When we come back, we'll do a look around the WCHA and the conference standings and talk some of the new team or some of the teams that are doing well here. Lake Superior State beating Bowling Green, Bemidji State beating Mankato. All that and more after this as the breakaway continues from downtown Big Rapids.